Hi guys, and welcome to the third podcast today. I'm going to talk about the supernatural. Now, I am a skeptic, and I've always been a skeptic about the supernatural, but I love talking about this. I love talking about ghosts, and I have never experienced the supernatural. I live in Norway, so I don't know what to believe in anymore. I believe in God. That's the only thing that I believe in. And if you're an atheist and don't believe in anything, that's your call. You do whatever you decide, whatever you want to choose in life. You decide if you want to don't believe in anything. I would rather believe in something than nothing. That's me. Well, first of all, let me just say about something that I don't believe in, and that's the psychics. And in Norway, we have a television program called Omnismakt. And that program has a host with Tom Strømsnes. And in the show, they used to bring a lot of, like, people who live in the houses, and they say this house is haunted. And I believe they are experiencing strange things. But some stories just doesn't add up. It seems like it's fabricated or something. But when it comes to the psychics, here's my question. If the psychics are seeing a dead person on the other side and they're saying, oh, this guy I can see is like 80, he has gray hair. Uh-huh, he has gray hair. Of course, if you're 80, you don't have brown hair anymore, or certainly you can have black hair, but okay, let's just say it. He is 80 years old and he has gray hair. Oh, so what?
And he has arthritis.
Okay, so you have an 80 years old guy who has arthritis, who is dead. So why does this person, this individual, this psychic, telling you that this guy or this woman who has lived before still have pain? They are dead. So how can a dead individual have pain after death? That's my question. And another thing about the psychic, if you're going to mention Elvis, if you're going to talk to, okay, let's prove if you are psychic. Can I have a conversation with Elvis or Jesus Christ? Can you just give me, I mean, if they're so psychic, wouldn't it be easy for them to just ask them this question? Okay, if you're a psychic and see dead people, have you been in Jerusalem? Have you been in Jerusalem? Have you been in Jerusalem? Have you talked to Jesus? And I guess this psychic is going with this idea. They're going to say,
Jesus, yes, I can get him in now. He is like 33 years old. He is 33 years old. He was a carpenter. Yes, yes, I know. I see him now clearly. Now he's making something. Oh, ouch! He just hammered his thumb. I can see he's hammering his thumb now, and all this. Getting flashback. Oh shit! I'm getting flashback. Oh, this is very harmful. Oh, this is very nasty. Oh, he's being crucified. Oh my God. And they're putting him on a cross. And there's a woman there. And she's crying. She's screaming. Help him.
And of course, we know the story. That's just something I don't understand. Why are the psychics, why aren't they able to contact Jesus Christ or God himself? They're saying if they're going to clean the house, do they have an express machine that sends them away, like whoosh, they're just saying I am going to call for the light.
And now I'm seeing the light, and I can see his father is coming, and he's taking him by the hand, and they go into the light. Go into the light, my child, go into the light. Go into the light. Poof. And they're gone into the light.
They just gone into the light.
So that's the first question. I just don't understand it. Gonna make a short pause here and bring another theory back. I'll be right back.